pictures and words. They are consigned, quite literally, to the pages of history. And before he too returns to the book, Julius Caesar speaks in front of the assembled crowd.
Hail, woman!
Hail, whoever you are.
I really know him from somewhere.
Shh! You tried to destroy the city. You tried to harm the deliverer.
Well, I thought it was just a dream. But even though I know it's not now, I'm still not afraid of you.
I hail your courage, woman. But I have no idea what to do with you.
Well, have me killed, surely.
That is one option.
Perhaps I might make a suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Look, it's Mr. Noah. About time.
I think the Pretenderette's punishment should be given by none other than the Deliverer, King Philip I.
Oh. Yes, now then, step forward, your Royal Majesty. What say you?
Yes, what will it be, your Majesty? You, who've never been a servant, you've never had to work, had to watch other people get the fat and all the bones.
That's true. On the other hand, I've never hit people or tried to destroy everything they created, so I think we're pretty equal, don't you?
All right. So what will you do?
You don't want to come back home, do you?
No. And as far as your family's concerned, I resigned and caught the first train out of the place.
Then my sentence for you is to stay here to rebuild the city you tried to destroy.
Do you accept your sentence, woman?
I do. Maybe you're not a bad lad after all.
Hooray for the king! Hooray! And now, I must return to the book from whence I came.
Wait a minute. Before you go, I see who you are. You're my daddy.
Lucy? Lucy, is this a dream or not? Only we've received this very strange telegram from Cook.
No, it's real. But when you wake up, you'll think it was a dream. Only don't step on that book just yet.
Don't step on the book. Oh!
Daddy!